This is Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm joined today by Dr. Bella Guarda, the Assistant Professor of Medicine and Director of Inflammatory Bowel Disease Fellowship Program at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lainey. Thank you for having me here today.
Now, we've been touching on IBD, or inflammatory bowel disease, which is very common. Can you give us an overview on the condition?
So inflammatory bowel disease involves two different conditions, as you just mentioned, ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Ulcerative colitis is a disease that involves the large intestine, the colon, what we call the colon. It is an inflammation, an inflammatory condition. And what inflammation means is that patients have canker sores inside the gut. Ulcerative colitis always starts in the very bottom, in the transition in the rectum, in the transition between the inside and the outside, and moves upwards. It's a very superficial inflammation. It's kind of like a bruise that you have in your skin, but instead of in your skin, it's in your gut, inside the gut. But it always stops in the very end of your large intestine and the cecum, never goes inside the small bowel. While Crohn's disease, it's a condition that can involve the large intestine and or the small bowel. And the Crohn's disease is a little bit different than ulcerative colitis in a way that the inflammation, these canker sores, are deeper. It can go through the initial layer of the bowel and can go deeper into the bowel wall. So the treatment for Crohn's disease sometimes is different because we need medications that can get further into the bowel wall to treat this deeper canker source. Crohn's disease can also present with skipped lesions, what are we called? So you have a piece of bowel that is normal and then a little bit of inflammation, then another piece of bowel that is normal and a little bit more inflammation. And as I mentioned earlier, it can involve the large intestine and the small bowel, especially in the end of the small bowel in this area, what we call the terminal ileum. Because the ulcers in Crohn's disease are a little deeper, the Crohn's disease can develop scar tissue in the gut with time if it's not treated, meaning that it can trigger scar tissue. You know, when you have a cut in your skin and you can develop that keloid, that little bump in the skin, it's the same idea, but inside the gut. Our body is constantly trying to get rid of inflammation, and the way that we try to get rid of inflammation is producing scar tissue. So if the inflammation is left untreated, with time, the body can produce this scar tissue, and that can cause narrowings in the gut. It can also develop these things, what we call fistulas, which is a connection of one bowel to the other bowel. If you think about the gut, you have 22 feet of small bowel and 4 or 5 feet of large intestine in a very small space in our abdomen, right? So I like to reference the gut as like a spaghetti bowl. Everything is kind of like mixed together, all the loops of bowels. So if you have inflammation going on in one of these loops of the bowel and the inflammation is deep enough that goes through the bowel and starts irritating the next loop of bowel close to it, you'll start developing connections between one bowel and the other bowel, what we called fistulizing disease, which is one of the presentations for Crohn's disease.
And this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D here with Dr. Bella Guarda today, the Assistant Professor of Medicine and Director of Inflammatory Bowel Disease Fellowship Program at Northwestern Medicine. Very good information today. We're learning so much, Doctor. And what are some takeaways listeners should know about both ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease?
Danny, thanks for asking this question. I think the most important thing that I want to let you or patients who are suffering from this condition know is that we want you to be able to do everything that you want to do in life having this condition. These conditions should not affect what you want to do in life. You know, you want to go to college, you want to travel, you want to have kids, you want to do sports. You should be able to do everything that you want to do. If you're not feeling well, please go back to your doctor and tell them, I'm not feeling well. We need to adjust my medications, because our expectation, as I said, is that the medications that we have available should get you to this point, that you have complete control of your bowel movements, and that's not an issue for you. We do not want you to think that you have Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Yes, you will need to take a medication. Yes, you will need to keep up with your appointments. As I said, this is a chronic condition. High blood pressure diabetes, you got to continue to take the medications, right? This is the same idea. What do we want you well? And if the medications are not working for you, sometimes the surgical approach is the right approach. Sometimes surgery needs to come before medications to get you well. But you got to have a plan. You got to have a plan of care. You got to follow through with your care team.
And we're taking all the notes, Dr. Bella Guada. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.